Last year, I didn't get invited to any Christmas parties.
And what?
Yeah, like, you know, obviously the work ones where they have to invite everybody.
Right.
But I didn't get invited to, like, any, like, none of my friends had holiday parties. So I'm so excited that two neighbors that I don't know all that well have invited me to their neighborhood holiday parties this year.
Is it going to be before or after you're on, like, holiday break?
One is the 14th and one is the 21st.
I prefer everything to be happening before because I want no obligations for when I am, right? Because I want no rules when I'm on break. I don't want to have to wake up for anything and I can't guarantee showers.
Well, here's the thing. It's Anna and Raven. I have a big kind of concern, and this is so ridiculous, okay, but it's a real thing. So when you go to holiday parties, you're obviously kind of dressed up a little bit, you know?
Sure.
I'll
you want to put your best foot
forward. My fancy jeans I'll put on. My fancy jeans.
Nice, the magic ones.
My magic fancy jeans.
Right, right.
But when you walk into somebody's house that you don't know that well, mm-hmm, and it's a like a party situation.
Sure.
Do you take off your shoes?
Yeah, and the other thing is it's cold weather, of course, right?
So, I mean,
when you're
on,
dealing with that, yeah, right. And so, I mean, even if you have boots on, you're going to end up with, like, sweaty feet, right? You're wearing Uggs.
Right.
You walk in the place,
well,
right?
You're not going to wear Uggs. You're going to wear, like, your boots, but then your feet are going to be sweaty. You're right. So when you walk across the tile, it's going to leave those marks.
And God forbid somebody actually walked in and then they didn't step right on the carpet now. Now you've got a situation where all of a sudden it's like, oh, I'm in a puddle. Yep, that happened.
I don't know.
No problem. I'll take my shoes off here. Oh, now my sock is wet.
Yeah, but not even that, but, like, obviously my feet won't smell. I'll do my best to, like, put clean socks on.
You
but,
can guarantee that?
But I, you know, for the most part, usually bathing takes care of that. But I don't know. Is it expected? It's not like I'm just going there to chill on your couch.
Right.
We're going there for a party. There will be hors d'oeuvres and cocktails served. So do you are expected to take off your shoes in a party situation or not?
I think with Christmas parties, most of the rules have to be, they have to be evacuated, right? You have to abandon the rules because you know that it's going to be cold weather out there. So people are coming in bundled up. There's going to be piles and piles of coats and all that stuff. And God forbid it's actually snowing or something like that. You need like five different racks of trays or whatever for shoes in itself.
You don't think it's weird that people are taking off their shoes and they're kind of strangers?
I think it's, you know, and carpet plays a big role. This is just another reason why I despise carpet.
So now I have to walk into a house and ask, do you have carpet? And if they respond yes, then I take off my shoes?
I think you walk in and you go, shoes on or off? Or, of course, you look to the floor. First off, if there's 17 pairs of shoes out there, all right, then you know you got to take them off. By the way, if you're having a party, people, get rid of your kids' shoes. All right, I know they live here, but if you're having a bunch of people in, make some room for these shoes to be dropped. Because if you're the person that came in 15 minutes after everybody else got there, there's nowhere for your shoes to go.
I hate taking off my shoes.
Now you're going to decide whether you're going to throw your shoes on top of somebody else's shoes, and now you're disrespecting that other guest's shoes, but you're doing it so you're keeping it on the tray for the homeowner. I mean, you can't win.
Even if I come home and I have, like, only a half hour before I have to leave again,
right,
I won't take off my shoes because I find it to be really bothersome and time-consuming to put my shoes on and off because I've told you this before.
Yeah.
I have rather large calves, yes, so it's always hard for me to get the boots on and off.
Okay, right. But
right. I mean, like my Sorels, the snow boots that I'm wearing right now.
Yes.
You think these were easy to get on
but
this morning?
I'm just saying, through all of this, you believe that even as coming and going at your house, never removing the shoes because of your abnormally large calves, somehow still your feet are not stinky and not sweaty at all? Feels fake.
1-800-330-9999. If you're going to a holiday party at a host's house that you don't know all that well, you're just a guest, would you take off your shoes when you walk in the door? What's your protocol? What's your shoe removal policy at holiday parties? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. I'm so excited. I was invited to two neighbors' parties the first time ever for the holidays. But I don't know them all that well, so it's kind of weird because I don't know what to do when you walk in. Am I supposed to automatically take off my shoes? Am I supposed to, I don't know, gauge what everybody else is doing.
Right,
do,
right.
Do I keep them on? Because parties, I feel like in general, you keep them on.
Do you awkwardly stand in the doorway and just say hello, but wide-eyed, looking at everybody's feet for a minute, for 30 seconds, solidly? They'd be like, I don't know why it took her so long to get inside here.
Jessica wrote on our Facebook page, I would ask them upon entry of their home, hello, welcome, excuse me, what is your shoe policy?
Right. Like, maybe you should send a memo ahead of time. Next Door app. If the Next Door app wasn't invented to figure out the shoe policy of the neighborhood, what was it invented for?
Penelope wrote on our Facebook page, she never takes off her shoes. I wear comfortable heels and I keep dancing till I leave. What if nobody else is dancing?
Right.
Right?
And everybody else is shoeless.
Right.
Then I'd be like, what's wrong with her feet?
Then why does she keep dancing?
They better be nice heels.
Chanel wrote, I have a newborn. Remove your shoes. I remove my shoes before I enter everyone and anyone's home. I get that. If there's babies involved, you got to take off your shoes, right?
Crawling.
Right. They're going to take like all the rocks off the floor from your shoes. They're going to eat them.
My first thought was that you, by accident, are stepping on or punting a child. That was but also, no. You know, Hetty, you want to avoid all those things. Yes.
Right. Yeah. If you trip over a baby, it's probably better in your socks than in your, you know.
I mean, I would hope so.
Yeah.
Right.
1-800-330-9999. What's your shoe removal policy at holiday parties?
So I have just kind of grown accustomed of just keeping socks in my car. So I change my socks right before I go inside. Then when I take off my shoes, I'm wearing a fresh pair of socks.
Smart. That
is
genius.
Smart. And then everybody around the neighborhood thinks that you are the person with, how do they keep their feet so clean? Those socks were
right,
pristine.
Right, yeah. And no one knows that there's just a new pair of socks. And I always try to make it a Christmas pair of socks and they're like fresh.
Nice thinking. You see, you know what? You know what socks I always have in my car? I go to a lot of trampoline parks with the children, and they always have the socks that have the grips on the bottom.
Good, so like you're in a hospital.
Right, yeah. I keep those in my glove compartment. So what if I walk in the house, and now I'm wearing my trampoline socks?
Yes, good.
And now I have good traction.
Yes. Here's the thing, though. You change the socks in the car. What if you got in the car and your boots were wet and now you've had to change the socks in the car and hopefully you didn't step on the pad and get some wetness on there?
No,
all right? Because what's the odds of that? Getting your foot in and out of the boots.
Best.
Yeah, you hope for the best. That's it.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What's your holiday shoe removal policy?
I'm a big fan of no shoes, but if I go somewhere, I always take the cue from the host. Whoever opens the door and says hello and welcomes you, if they're not wearing shoes, you automatically kick the shoes off.
Right, but you know they have the best socks. They have the best socks. This is their home base.
Yeah, that's true.
So they are the sock boss of this party. You know that.
That is a smart move, though. You look in, if they have their shoes on, your shoes stay on. Their shoes are off, no, your shoes come off immediately. Not bad, really, if you think about it. Makes sense.
Could be confusing to some, though. What if there is a no-shoe policy, but they're like, this is my domain, I'm the alpha, I do what I want.
It's so weird that when you go to parties with people that no one's wearing shoes, right? Kellyanne wrote on our Facebook page, she matches her holiday shoes to her outfit.
Nice.
And now she spent all this money, and now she's got to take them off?
Right, they got to come off immediately. And you know some idiot is going to stack their shoes on their shoes. I got salt on my brand new suede matching shoes because somebody else had to put their shoes on top of my shoes.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your holiday shoe removal policy at holiday parties?
So I always bring a pair of leather moccasins, and I always bring those so that then I don't have to step in puddles, my feet don't get cold, and I don't have to have a sweaty foot.
Wait a minute. You're carrying the leather moccasins as like an add-on? Is it like they're in your purse or in a bag or something?
I always have them in my car.
Here's the thing, though. Leather moccasins get wet, and you wear them one time. I got news. Leather moccasins stink after that.
These have a rubber bottom.
So you walk in, and you bring your hostess gift, and then in your other hand, you have a bag with your leather moccasins, and you just exchange shoes at the entrance.
Yes.
Okay.
And all my friends know I do that.
Feels awkward if you hand me a casserole at the same time and then in your next hand is your leather moccasins.
Right.
Because then I'm like, did you touch the moccasins and touch the casserole? Because I don't want your foot hands on the casserole.
What's weirder, that or Ozzy on our Facebook page who wrote, just bring the shoe covers like everyone else does. Do you travel with those blue shoe covers like when you go to open houses?
Listen, if you are not steam cleaning a carpet, what are you doing owning shoe covers, serial killer?
I'm going to a couple holiday parties this year, and I don't really know the hosts all that well. And I'm wondering, when you walk into a stranger's home for a party, do you automatically take off your shoes? 1-800-330-9999. What's your holiday party shoe removal policy? Anna and Raven.
Well, I just wanted to tell you a story how I went to someone else's holiday party, and like the caller before said, you dress your outfit to go with your shoes and vice versa. But when we got there, she made everyone take their shoes off, and she had these special slippers for everyone to put on. They're mop slippers, M-O-P, mop slippers, if you've ever seen them. So they're literally a mop on the bottom of the slipper, and everybody had to wear them in different colors.
I feel like at this same party, it would be prudent to have a personal injury attorney.
Right.
Because somebody is going to bust a hip.
Although I do like the idea of getting a party favor that involves slippers.
I also love the idea of people arriving at my house and for once the floor being better when they leave than when they came.